introduction. My wife, Beth, if you know my wife, Beth, she was unable to make it here today, and I'm kind of glad because she's getting tired of hearing those really kind introductions for the last few months. Beth and I actually had the fortune of traveling to Israel recently, and it was a fantastic trip. I was just telling Tom about it. But when we got to the Sea of Galilee, my wife ordered me out, took me into the water. I said, why do you want me to go out into the water? She said, I want to take a picture of you when you can't walk on water and send it to the rest of the world. She's pretty clever like that, but I will say that she was actually disappointed when we got to Cana and I couldn't turn water into wine. Well, as Maury's indicated, I'm adjusting to my new life as an appellate court judge. I've served on the trial bench, as Maury indicated, for approximately 9 years, and it's a little different. So when I was thinking about applying for an appellate court position, I reached out to a good friend of mine, Judge Ali Ahuja, who serves on the Western District Court of Appeals. And I asked Judge Ahuja, I said, you know, how do you like being an appellate court judge? You enjoy it? He says, yeah, Brent, it's great. I really enjoy it. He says, but it gets kind of stressful. I said, stressful? How's it stressful? Well, he says, you know, I was chief recently, and while I was chief, we're getting ready for an oral argument. We had a call from the lawyer. It snowed recently, and he got his car stuck in a snowbank, and he wasn't going to be able to make it to the oral argument, so he's asking for a postponement. So the clerk came to me, and he said, hey, Judge, you know, Chief, how do you want to proceed? I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Thought, paced. I turned to the clerk and I said, tell him to brief it. So I thought, well, after hearing that, you know what? I could probably handle it at the appellate court level. It wasn't going to be quite as difficult as I thought. But as I realized pretty quickly, it's not quite as easy. But I will tell you, it has been a true pleasure. I've had a chance to chat with many of you already, but if I haven't, I will gladly share with you what an honor and privilege it is to serve in our state's highest court. Again, I've been on the bench now for roughly about 6 months, and as I said, it's a pleasure and an honor to serve. And a big part of that is, the big reason for that is because the people that I work with, just up the hill here, they're a great group of people. They're dedicated, hardworking, and a brilliant group of public servants. But on top of all that, they are genuinely good, decent, and nice people. And they've made my transition to this new job very, very welcoming and pleasant. And many of my colleagues are here today, and I want to thank them publicly for their gracious hospitality. So thank you guys really much. I know I've said that before, but I really appreciate it. Thank you. I will say one of the more difficult parts of the transition to my new job, though, is that I don't get to make decisions by myself. It takes four votes to get really anything done. And when I got appointed, before my formal swearing in, I actually got appointed, and then we had oral arguments that immediately thereafter. And I sat down with my new colleagues, and we took the bench, and the lawyer gets up to the podium and says, may it please the court? And I started saying, you may proceed. Fortunately, I caught myself, and the Chief Justice promptly gave the proper advance to the lawyer, and I didn't make a complete fool of myself until the conference afterwards. Nolan told me that the new judges got to vote first and talk first. I wanted to hear what all they had to say. The other thing that I learned as a new judge is that once a month we get together for what is referred to as conference, and we go through a lot of the pending motions to transfer, the writs, those type of things, and we have a lot of hard, tough decisions that result in sometimes some tough votes. But we had conference yesterday, actually, and as we were finishing up, the last item on our agenda was what was going to be our dessert for the next holiday party. I'm a cookie guy, right? Apparently, all six of my other colleagues are like cheesecake. I got outvoted 1-6, and I couldn't ask for a recount. In Jackson County, in Division 11, there was always cookies at the holiday party when I was a trial judge. But I'm adjusting, and so I hope to do the best that I can to make not only my colleagues, not only the lawyers here, but the citizens of the state of Missouri proud of my service. So I kind of knew that when you get this type of position, you have to come in front of all these people and talk occasionally, but Maury reached out to me several months ago, actually, after I got appointed, and he asked if I'd be willing to give some remarks, and I said, well, sure. It was easy back in June to say that until I actually had to prepare. But as the dates were getting a little closer, I was trying to think about what it is that I should talk about. What could I say to all of you that may be of some interest to some or maybe at least one of you? So as I thought, I began thinking that, you know, since I've been an appellate court judge, a Supreme Court judge, and even a trial court judge, and even before that, I've spent a lot of time thinking and contemplating on how it is that we can improve our system of justice, the legal system that we work with. I have numerous thoughts on criminal and civil procedure, access to justice, and my nieces and nephews will tell you they're extremely boring, and my ideas on the topic are not that exciting. So as I was thinking about what it is that I should try to pontificate to you, it struck me that you are all here today. You're here doing the very same thing that I think is important. You're meeting, you're discussing, you're learning. You're here to improve our system of justice, our legal system, and our bar. You're taking time away from your busy lives, your law practice, your personal lives and responsibilities to be here for something greater than yourself. See, I get paid to stand up here, right? You don't. You're doing this for some other reason. And what I thought about was that really, really makes me proud. I'm proud to be a member of a profession, a lawyer, and be colleagues with all of you, the type of people that will do that. I'm proud to be a Missouri lawyer. Now, many of you know I come from a family of lawyers. I grew up surrounded by lawyers and a legal system. This profession has always been more than a job or a career to me. It has been a way of life. One of the really neat aspects of being a member of this court is my colleagues and I preside over the swearing-in ceremony for new lawyers. I participated in my first ceremony this past September. Of course, it was a very special day for the new lawyers and their families. But for me, it's all about me. It really provided me with a chance to reflect on the profession and the life that I've chosen. I think it was Judge Paul Wilson who aptly told those new lawyers, "You have entered a very noble profession, a profession of service. You are all servants." I got goosebumps. Paul, don't let that go to your head. But we are. That's what we are. We're servants. We serve our communities. We all know that lawyers are the backbone of our community organizations. Lawyers have always stepped up and will continue to step up to serve on school boards, churches, and community councils, and other civic commissions and organizations. Of course, other professions and other members of our community do their part too, but lawyers provide the necessary guidance and leadership to support these community organizations. This makes me proud. Proud of what we do. We serve our clients. Whether you're in the public or private sector, lawyers put their clients' needs before their own. When lawyers have a client who's in need, we drop everything and we get to work. That makes me proud. Some of us, all of you, serve our bar. We attend meetings in our hometowns and far away. We work on committees and commissions to improve the law, the legal system, and our profession. We help veterans with legal assistance. We work to promote pro bono activities to help the less fortunate in our communities with their legal needs. We seek to improve access to justice for all. We also support and assist our fellow lawyers and other members of our bar. In a nutshell, as Judge Wilson said, we serve. We put the interests of others before our own, and that makes me proud to be a Missouri lawyer. Proud to be one of you. Now, this doesn't mean we're perfect. This does not mean we should pat ourselves on the back and go home. No, we must continue our work. Unfortunately, we see injustice every day. While we work hard to improve access to justice, there's much, much more we can do. In civil and criminal cases, we must ensure justice is not reserved just for the wealthy. We must ensure that everyone from all walks of life have the opportunity to be adequately heard in our courts and get a fair hearing or trial. And as we continue to strive to make these improvements, we must continue to support and assist our communities and our fellow bar members. And that's what you're here to do. That's what you're doing here today in your meetings, in your discussions, and what you're learning. So do it proudly. I'm truly proud to be a Missouri lawyer, one of you, and I hope you are too. Again, thank you for the invitation to speak today, and God bless. Thank you.